Okay, we're up to the Mishnah? We're up to the Mishnah? Yeah. Okay, we're up to the Mishnah. Okay, more stuff of different things that were usher to do outside the Beis HaMikdash, but were mutter to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Boskin melach al gabe kevesh b'shvil shelo yachaliku. They can spread out salt on the ramp that goes up to the Mizbeach in order that the Kohanim don't slip. It rains, it's outside, it's exposed, so the water will get on the Mizbeach. It's an incline. The Kohanim are walking barefoot. So you spread salt on it in order to avoid slipping. We have also, you said, spread salt and, on things and they don't to make it not slippery. Nope. Umimalin. What will be the malacha? The malacha will be received, but it's probably kind of the bit bone because you're adding to something. Right? Or maybe mashvi humos. Right? Rashi says, boskin melach, mefarzim mechatim ala keves, mefnei shechalaku, it's slip. It makes it very, very slippery. I guess close what the lashon is. Okay. Umimalin. I don't know.
Imagine that people are slipping on a wet ramp.
I hear you.
You think that if you get right, no flies and the perfect
I hear you.
Conditions, that you wouldn't think they have to worry about putting salt on the ramp.
And I wonder if the Mishnayos are talking about. I mean, no, Mishnayos and Midos and Talmud, they talk about what happened during the second Beis HaMikdash. So maybe the Mishnayos are more focused on the history of the first Beis HaMikdash. Is not something that we really have, primary. You know, other than Navi, you don't really have the stuff going on. The Mishnayos seem to be more. You know, they could have been eyewitness accounts. Some of them. It's the second Beis HaMikdash always. Right, umimalin mi bor hagola, and you may fill water. You may draw water from the bor hagola. You can use this sort of drawing mechanism from the well to draw water in the Beis HaMikdash, right? B'Shabbos. You can use that on Shabbos, right? V'be'er hakar, and you can use the be'er hakar, we'll find out what the be'er hakar is, on Yontif. You can use that on Yontif and not on Shabbos. But other be'eros, that you're not allowed to use this drawing mechanism, some sort of, I don't know, forgot what they translate as, on Shabbos or Yontif. So Rami le Rav Ika mi Pisharonia le Rava. So it was Rav Ika asked a question on Rava. Tanan. It says in our Mishnah, Boskin Melach al Gabe HaKevesh b'shvil shlo yachliku. Right? We can spread the salt out on Shabbos so that they don't slip. But Mikdash in the Medina lo, which mashma that you can only do this in the Beis HaMikdash. You may not. This is of course on Shabbos. You may not do it during the week. You can't spread salt, I guess, on something slippery on Shabbos. What do you mean? I'll ask you a stira. That's what kash from the following brisa. Brisa says chotzer shenis kalkala b'megishamim. Let's say you have a courtyard that got ruined or got messy or muddy due to the rain. Maybe teven umiradibo. You can take straw, or kitty litter, or something like that. You can take the straw and spread it out. So you see, it's mutter to spread something out on the ground in order to avoid slippage or something like that. You can spread it out even on during the week, even outside the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So why there seems to be a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa? The Gemara says no. Shani teven delo mevatilei. Teven, the straw is different because you're not mevatel. You don't nullify it to the ground. What does that mean? Rashi says delo mevatilei veleka mishum ashvei gumos. The malachu b'shabes the havi kibinyan. Talking about ashvi gumos here. By spreading the salt or by spreading the tevin, you're worried about smoothing out the holes. I don't know how this would apply to Mishmaraz because we don't have the concept of ashvi gumos so much in our floors. That's why we can sweep the floors and things like that. But so he's saying that tevin. What's the tevin? The midi dechazi lemaichal behema o letit hachomos mo mevatle hotzam. When I put the straw out there, I'm not mevatle to the ground because I can use it afterwards. Once I'm done, I can pick it up. And I can give it to as fodder, or I can use it for building. Aval melech, but when it comes to salt, mishenidras beregel. Once somebody walks on the food, lo chazi, it's not used for anything. Umistam mevatale, and therefore mistam while you were mevatale to the place, and therefore medina aser. Therefore medina would say it's aser because it's mechzeik binyan. It looks like binyan. So midirabanan, it would be aser. So therefore in the base of English, it's not a problem. Outside in the rest of the areas, it is not. It would be a problem.
Salt melts. It hits the water.
Maybe it's kosher salt. Doesn't the kosher salt doesn't melt so much?
It still melts.
No, I don't know how much. It melts just in. So you put a lot of salt on, the salt is still there. But you mavatel it to the place you want it to stay there.
It'll definitely
right.
be mavatel because it melts, not because people walk out of it.
Well, that's
they'll
use it again. You can use it for building something.
And you the salt?
No, the straw.
Straw.
Or he says, Rashi says, maybe use it for Michael Behemoth.
Will still eat it.
Michael Behemoth, I guess. They'll eat anything. Dogs will eat anything. You put anything for the dog. So Amalei Rav Acha Brei, the Rebbe of Rashi, Hai Melech. Now let's go back to the salt on the Mizbeach. What's the story there? Heichi Dami. What are we talking about? So Ida Mivatle, if you're Mivatle, that it should stay there permanently on the ramp, Kamosif HaBinyan. So what you're doing now is you're adding to the ramp. You're adding something to the ramp. Now the next line is taken out of the Gemara, but Rashi has it in Rashi here. He says, Uksiv Hakol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Alai Haskil Kol Malachos HaTavnis, meaning that the way everything was built was given, the midos were given specifically to the Nevi'im, and you're not allowed to change it, right? You're not allowed to add or subtract from the apparatus in the base of midos. So over here, if you're putting salt on it, you're adding a layer, so you're changing it. So it should be usher even do that during the week. Forget Shabbos and Mas Figumos. This is a base of midos problem. How can you change the kalim? Right, Rashi says, Kamosi Vabinyan. You're not allowed to do that. So what's going on? That's in the base of Middush, every little thing counts. Even this minuscule amount changes. Yeah, it changes it. Assuming it's not melting all the way through. They must have such a salt that's not melting. The Gemara says, okay, you're right, ain't a chanami. But the Gemara adds, so that's if you're mevatalit, then it's a problem of adding to the Mizbeach. And if you're not mevatalit, the iloka mevatile, habi chatzitza. Well, now the Kohen is walking with his bare feet on salt, which is a chatzitza between him and the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Now I have a chatzitza. That's why the Kohen doesn't wear socks. That's why you have to walk barefoot. That's why there'll be radiant heating in the Beis HaMikdash. So much he's going to build when the time comes.
So that's
Yeah.
If you walk on something,
Cohen can't walk on his own feet. You can walk on someone else's feet. You're not supposed to wear socks. We wear socks with Mazel when they do duchen because it's a little bit of a gross thing to have people walk around.
Which
is
that?
What? Walking. So the Gemara says, what's going on here? The Gemara says, no, halachas evarim lekevesh delav avodi. We're talking about just bringing the extra, the evarim to mark them on the mizbeach. That's not an avoda. He's saying that's not an avoda because it has nothing to do with the kapara. So you're right, Enoch and I, if they're walking up the kevesh to go sprinkle the blood, we won't put salt on there. We'll risk the slippage. But if they're just walking up to carry the heavy things on top, to burn them on top of the mizbeach, which is not an avoda, that's when we'll put the salt down. So you're Enoch and I, we're not mevatalit, because if not be mevatalit, you're gonna have a problem of adding to the ramp. So we're not mevatalit. If you're not mevatalit, it's a chatzitza. We're not worried about chatzitza here because not dealing with an avoda. So says, wait a second. Below, bringing the Evarim up to the ramp is not an avoda. V'hoksiv, it says in Vayikra, right? It's a commandment to take the Evarim and bring them up and burn them. It is an avoda, right? But Amamar Zohalachas Evarim LaKevesh. That's walking the Evarim on the Kevesh. That's an avoda. So Gemara says, no. Ela Ema, when is it mutter to spread the salt on the Kevesh? That's Holachas Eitzim LaMaracha. It's when you're bringing up the wood to put onto the pyre, to make the fire on top. The lava vodi, that's an avoda. Therefore, I don't have any chatzitza problems. So it's basically like we said before. If there's no avoda, there's no chatzitza. So clearly, we're not mevatel the salt to the ground. If we're not mevatel the salt to the ground, then you don't have a problem with the adding to the dimensions, and you don't, and it's not a chatzitza problem because you're not dealing with an avoda.
So if it's wet. Because
you have to go back and forth. You have to go in certain situations. You have to weigh what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. So when it's doing an avoda, be very careful.
Why is
the straw? What is straw
on the kevesh?
We're not putting straw on the kevesh. We're putting salt on the kevesh.
No, but he said the kasha was the minhag was.
That was a case where you put the straw in your chatzer. Stam in your chatzer. Okay, so now we're going to talk about it again. So Darish Rava. Rava had the following drasha. Chatzer sheniskalkala b'mei geshamim. Right, so the ground in your chatzer got all ruined due to the rain. So maybe you, he made a drasha. He said out loud, you can bring the straw, umiradibo, and you can spread the straw on it. Now, when he finished the drasha, Amalei Rapapa L'Rava, Rapapa came to Rava and said, wait a second, you just gave a blanket heter. But that's not true. That's not true. There's certain ways you have to do it. But Hatanya, we learned in the Braisa, Kishihu Mirada, when you are spreading out the straw throughout the chater, Einu Mirada Lo Bisal, Velo Bekupa. You can't use a small basket, a sal. You can't use a kupa. You can't use a big basket. You can't do it the way you do it during the week. Because maybe you won't recognize what you're doing. You have to do some sort of shinoi. If you don't recognize what you're doing, maybe you'll come out to, maybe later you'll be Master Kumos. Say, the whole Ella Bishule Kupa. Rather, you have to do is you have to use like the shards of the kupa, a little bit at a time. Rashi says, Lo b'sav, lo b'kupa, k'derechol. Right? You have to use shule kupa, sh'nishtabra v'nisharu ha-shulayim. Little, small amounts. So Gemara says, so Rava says, okay, you're right, I was wrong. So hadar okim Rava amora ale. So Rava got the amora. The amora was like, you know, the microphone guy. The guy who would speak loudly to the crowd. V'darash, and he said, Dvar yimshem rati lifneichem, the things I said to you the other time, tos hein b'yodi. I made a mistake. It's not a blanket heter. The Bram, Kach Amru Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. This is what they said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, I'm not sure where he got Rabbi Eliezer from, because he's getting his whole thing wrong from Rapapa. Rapapa just says it's a Braisa. He doesn't quote Rabbi Eliezer. And all of a sudden, he gets up and he says, ah, it's Rabbi Eliezer said it. Right? Kach Amru Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Kishu Mirada, Ein Mirada, Lo Basav, Lo Bekupa, El Bushli Kupa. He can't use a basket, a big basket, a small basket. He has to use the shards, a small amount. I don't know where he gets Rabbi Eliezer from. What? But he didn't have a brisa to begin with. That's where he made the mistake. He's reminded of the brisa, and the brisa he was reminded of has no mention of Rebbe Eliezer. Also, he says maybe it was Lushitasso for Rebbe Eliezer somewhere else, and that's how once he hears the brisa, he knows that it has to be Rebbe Eliezer. I'm not sure where Rava knows that this is from Rebbe Eliezer. Okay. And the Mishnah continued, Mimalin Mibor Hagola Begalgal. You can draw water from this Bor Hagola with this mechanism. So now this next sugi is a deal with the issur d'rabbanan of making noise on Shabbos. So lemaisa, we basically say avshamil, so loud noise is a big problem. Maybe if you run like running the dishwasher, things like that, the big problem. I'm not sure about air conditioners. But running things that make noise on Shabbos. The other problem we have is making noise in a melodious type fashion, which is an issue sometimes. People have the knockers on the door, maybe not to use the knocker, just to bang. And mostly when you bang on the door, not to do anything with a tempo or something, just to bang stomp. But that's what we're dealing with now, making noise on Shabbos. So, Ula Ikla Levei Rav Menashe. Ula came to the house of Rav Menashe. Also, Gavra Tarfa Baba. And a guy came and knocked on the door. Well, you know, he knocked the door with his fist. Amar. So Ula said, Man Hai. Who is doing this? Is it Ula or Rav Menashe? I'm not sure who said this. Amar. Man Hai. Litochel Gufe de Kamachel Shabsa. Who is this person? His guf should be mechalel. His guf should be destroyed. Should be desecrated to Kamachel Shabbos, because he desecrated the Shabbos. So Amar Rabba. So Rabba says it's a problem. Lo asu ella kol shal shir. Stop making noise. Begging is not a problem. If you make, you know, in a tempo, and make that the noise of a shir, that's what's usher. And all this guy did was bang on the door. What's the big deal? What?
Rough.
They speak refined ways, but if you see sometimes when they're defending Torah, they speak not necessarily so refined. And you hear plenty of you see plenty of rabbanim as man hazeh when they feel that something's been affronted, they let people have it. They let people have it. I never heard Moshe Feinstein saying anything. Right. Okay, but now they let people have it. Also, you have the Milchamta Shel Torah. Look at the way the Rambam and the Raiva talks about the Rambam. Never heard anything so stupid in my life. You would think that whatever Milchamta Shel Torah. This is how they talk.
I was in it. He had no idea.
So he said, "That's what Rabba says." Rabba says, "What are you talking about? He didn't do anything." So Esve Abaye, so Abaye to Rabba Ma'alim Bidyofi. I'll ask you a question. Basically, Abai says, you're telling me that the only melodious noise is usser. Well, I'm going to bring a rai where stam noise is usser. We have the brisa that says, ma'alin b'di yofi. Di yofi is like this, dio is duo p. It's some sort of mechanism that where you draw water out and you have to suck it on one side and the water starts on the other side. It's di yofi. You can take out wine from the chavis from this di yofi. Umatafin me arak, and you can drip water out from the kli that water drips out from onto a metal plate, basically, to make a noise l'chole b'Shabbos, for a chole on Shabbos. So you see, l'chole in, you can do this for a chole, But libari lo, you can't make this thing drip and cause noise for a healthy person. I mean, noise is a problem. So hechi dami. So what's the question? Lav danim bekabai dilit are. Are we not dealing? Well, we didn't get to it. Are we not dealing with a person who is denying a sick person who is sleeping? Bekabai dilit are, and you want to wake him up, but he's sick, so you don't want to wake him up. Just boo, and then wake him up. You do the small little drips, a nice little drips, and so slowly he'll awaken from his slumber. So you see, it's not making it's. You don't have to do anything with it. It's not a tempo, which is drip, 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 drip. You're not doing anything like that. You're not using it for them, just to wake him up. So therefore, in it, then you see it's only mutter for a kol, not mutter for a bari. Right? Rashi says, the kaboy li isure, to that 5-6 lines at the bottom. Al yedei kol zeh umisya'arin lahakitzo biyadayim shem yavid. You don't want to wake him with your hands, so you're worried he's going to get scared. The kaved delahekis hu, since it's to wake him up, you don't care about, you know, making one of those tapes to help people go to sleep. It's just whatever, just to make the noise. But share kol na'im, a nice noise, mardimo v'holich. That would be a nice noise to make up fall asleep. A few hachli bari lo. So we say even though for a bari you can't do that. So therefore you can't make noise on Shabbos. Gemara says no. So let's read again. So lav na'im v'kabari dilos ar shma mina. Ulude kala asir, they're making noises asir. Gemara says, no, the seer, he's awake, the kavoy delainim. You want him to get him to go to sleep, so you want to make this nice soothing noise. So therefore, the mishtama ki kala de zamzume. You're making this nice soothing noise in order to help him go to sleep. That's a melodious. And that's why that would be asir for, it would be asir for a bari. It's only mutter for a chola. Rashi says, zumzim, he says, sinbash. What sinbash? I don't know what that is.
Making
a melodious tune on Shabbos. Zera, Shema, you'll misakin kleshir or something like that. These are all the rabbanans. They had to all be the rabbanans because otherwise they wouldn't be mutter in the base of Migdash. No a cappella. You're not using. I don't think you're making any. You're not using a kli. You're not doing anything. You're not sing. Or maybe it's a rai why we don't sing in Shul on Shabbos here. But that's. Okay, so that's one question. Next question. Esve, if I ask another question to Rabba, Hamishamer peiros of neofos. So you are guarding your fruits from the birds, that the birds don't eat on Shabbos. There, dilav et beachaya, or your gourds from the animals. Mishamer kedako b'Shabbos. You're allowed to watch it any way that you do during the week. Let it watch on Shabbos. Stand guard. Ubilvad, however, lo yisapek. You can't bang your hands together. Below yitapach, and you can't bang your hands on your chest. Below yirakeid, and don't dance or make noise with your feet. You can't do that. Probably, why can't you do that? Must be my time with the lav de kamoli kala and the kol olude kala osir. Because you're making noises, you're making these loud noises, and everyone's making these loud noises, and now they'll do it on Shabbos. Someone says, no, that's not the reason why you can't clap your hands or do all this thing by chase away the birds. If you're allowed to do all these things, maybe eventually the guy, it's not going to work. You pick up a rock and you throw it. And if you throw it, oh, that may be a problem. Because if you throw it from your Rosh Hashanah and it goes out to Rosh Hashanah, you got a problem with Malacha d'Oraisa. So it's a gzeira, Hashem, you're going to throw the tzror. It has nothing to do, with the making the noise. Okay, next question.
Clapping
hands is a different story. Clapping hands on Shabbos. Some people say you're not like clapping hands on Shabbos, about dancing on Shabbos.
Like this,
yeah, do it with the shinoi. You see me doing the shinoi. Ask your local competent Orthodox rabbi. Vela hada, I thought maybe you want to sleep later tomorrow. Vela hada amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav. So ask another question. Nashim hamisach hakos be'egozim. The women had this game that they played with the nuts. They would roll the nuts on this daf to bang into each other. You say it's usher, that this game is usher. Why is it usher? My time olad kamoli kala and kol olude kala usher. Is it because you're making the noise and banging together and anyone making the noise is usher? He says, lo, dilmas nashui gumos. No, the problem is here that you're rolling the nuts on the floor. So they want a smooth surface. They ask for that game because we don't want them to smooth out the ground. That's the Mexican binyan. Wait, we only have one daf. Yeah.
No,
oh, to the xeros. I didn't get you. I'll say sorry. He says, "Misachim be'egozim legagel derech daf umakazo zek kederech shemisachkos hanashim." Now the men are obviously in shul
learning. They're learning. Playing with nuts.
Right. Lashvui egumos lahachim derech legagel be'egos. Mar says. And I'll prove to you that the reason it has to be mashe gumos and can't be noise because they play this game with another instrument that doesn't make noise. because the Elotema Hachi, Hadar Rav Yehuda, Nashim Sakos and Bitapuchim, Usr, the women who play with the apples on Shabbos, that's Usr. Usr, Ma Ulude Kala Ika. What type of noise is there? Obviously, less noise than the nuts, I guess. Right? Ma Ulude Kala Ika. Ella must be the reason why they Usr it. Ella Dilma Usr Tzvul Gumos. Because maybe they're going to come to smooth out the ground, and therefore we can't learn anything out from them about the din of Hashmah's call. Tanan. They're never happy. Tanan. We learn in the Mishnah. Mimalin, Mibor Hagola, and Mibor Hagodol Bagagol B'Shabbos. The latter fill up with this apparatus on Shabbos in the Mikdash, right? So we say the Mikdash in Medina Lo. My time. What's the reason why it's usher in the Medina? La Mishum Dalude Kalli Be'Asir. Isn't it because it makes a big noise when you draw up the water? Or says Lo, that's not the reason. Because Zera Shema Yimalei Legina So Ulechorbaso. We're worried about the fact if you can use this apparatus, you can bring up a lot of water. If you do it by hand, it's a big tircha. You can't bring up so much. If you use this apparatus, you can put a big bucket down, bring up a lot of water, and worry that you can use the excess water to water your garden. You water your garden. Okay, so
why is the time of banging is like quiet and true. You're making noise.
So take your Tylenol. Shemi Sachik, maybe you're going to make medicine. This is the gazeras that they made.
No, I'm saying the banging is true, quiet or you know, whatever.
But that's not a problem.
Why?
Because that's not melodious. It's not to make a tune.
It's not even like a tune either.
That's
what apples or nuts.
But that's the question. My answer is not. You see that it is. Your answer is no, it's not.
You're drawing up the water from the wall. That's not to make a tune.
From the wall.
Well, you try to bring up
but
the water.
But I'm saying, the Hava Amina is that just stop making the noise is a problem. I would say, no, the noise isn't the problem, because the only time noise is a problem is if you're making it melodious. Here the problem is something else. Here the problem is because you're going to draw up excess water, and what are you going to do with the water? You're going to water your vegetables. And that's because the problem is Zareya. That's the reason. He says, any noise is usher. That's why that guy should be cursed. He says, what do you mean any noise is usher? Only noise that makes a noise that's melodious. You know, really? Only noise that makes melodious? I'll bring you all these cases where stam noise is usher. And we answer each and every question. It's not the stam noise that's usher. It's for a different reason that these things are usher. So a Mamar, Shar Lemela Bigigala Bimachosa. A Mamar allowed the residents of the big city of Machosa to use this mechanism to draw water on Shabbos. Amar, he said, my time ago, the Rabbanon, what's the reason why the Rabbanon made the Gezeira? Is Shema Yamal Ginasu Luchorbaso. But Hacha in Mechoza, Laugin Ika Velochorika. It's too urban. We don't have any of these places, these things to. We don't have to worry about it. I don't know. I thought you'd make a Tachana, even if the reason doesn't apply. So I'm not exactly sure. So he says, Laugin Ika Velochorika. Kevan Dikachaza. But then he saw people figured out what to do with the extra water. Kevan Dikachaza Dikatarube Kitana. That they're using the water to soak their flax, right? They're using the water to soak their flax, right? Usher lehos. Then he ushered it on Shabbos as well. He says, Rashi says, Torbo kitno shorbo pishtam dechol. If it's on the weekday, what's the problem?
No, they saw what they do with it. That's their typical, where they utilize the water, the excess water they use for something that would be usher on Shabbos, you know?
Right, okay, but they're not doing it on Shabbos itself. I don't know. Okay.
Typical people use the excess water to do something
that's on Shabbos. Okay. Umi be'er hakar. And the Mishnah says that you can use the be'er hakar on Yontif. So Gemara asks, my be'er hakar. What is the be'er hakar? So Amar Shmuel, it's bor shehikru aleb devarim v'tirua. It's the bor that they called on it many things, and then they were matir it. Rashi says, right, kisha'olu min hagola, when they came back to the after the first exile, hutzluchula, they needed it, right? V'nimnu v'tiru, they went back and forth. Ubatlu takanas hashvus v'menu l'malas v'menu b'gil galgal. They needed the water, so they went back and forth, and they deliberated back and forth, and they decided to matir using this bor. V'lo v'tiru el osa levada. Only this bor is the one that they permitted. So Meisvei, the Gemara asks a question. Wait a second. It says, right, Shmuel said that it's bor shehikru aleh devarim. So he says, it says in the Braisa, lo kol haboros hakaros hitiru, elozo mival. Not all boros hakaros to the matir, only this one. So say outside, all boros koros, that means koros means something other than what you said. Because basically you said it's identifying as an individual cistern. But now you're saying, not all the boros hakaros. That means there are many like this. So how can it mean what you said? And the Braisa says, v'yamart hikru devarim aleh ma'izo bivad. What do you mean, Zobavad? There are multiple ones. The Gemara says, El Amr of Nachmar Yitzhak, Be'er Hakar is Be'er Mayim Chayim. It's a Be'er outside there that where live spring water on Mayan came out. Because I guess kar is in Russian kor, right? Maybe from cold, cold, fresh water, right? Shenamar, the pasuk says, ki haker bayir meimeha, kena kera rasa. That this water is coming out, and that's what it is. It's the special be'er where the water, where they had this underground spring near the base of the Midrash, and they allowed you to use that on Yontif, but not on Shabbos. Gufa lo kol haboros hakaros hitiru elazo bilvad ukeshaalu bnei agola chanu aleha. They stood right there on Yontif. They made a lila ragel, and they needed water. Unevim shevenehem, and the neviim there, they're using the neviim, they're using chayes chay malachi hitiru lehen velo neviim shevenehem ela min hagavos amiyadeim. It's not that they were matarit. They remembered the minhag that their fathers used, the forefathers used to use the water from this be'er. Okay.
I'm getting back to the thing with the guy knocking on the door.
Right.
Do we have to learn from the Quran that you can't enter a house without knocking on the door, the bells? How would he get into the house without somehow letting people inside know he's outside wants to come in?
Maybe not use your hands, maybe use a different method. I don't know why that's just, I don't know, that's a Derech Eretz teaches us.
Right.
So, Halacha L'Maaseh?
Yeah, I don't know why he...
You call out with your hands. Hello, I'm here.
Right.
You always had it. It's the same problem you had before. You had a different.
Did it bother you a little bit?
No. The guy felt the Shabbos was affronted. You see, people now, they do much worse when it comes to Shabbos. They throw stones at people on Shabbos.
Movement. The nice.
Yeah, so he's not talking about Shuba movement over there.
I know
there.
Who the guy is.
What?
The guy showed up before. He wanted to slay him.
Who's this guy? Who's this guy coming? You're a bleeding heart. Okay. The Mishnah now is going to continue talking about things that are asur mishum shvus, but they're mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. Basically, the question is going to be when you're allowed to move or to bring out a sheretz dies in the base of Mikdash, and you want to bring it out. You have to bring it out because there's tumah now in the base of Mikdash. Now, the sheretz is muksa. So we're going to be mutter the moving of the sheretz in the Mikdash. The problem is, once you are moving it out, who's going to take it out? If Cohen grabs it, the sheretz is going to be metameh. So how do you get rid of the sheretz? What are you supposed to do? Okay, we have Shmona Shratzim. A sheretz is an abatuma. If it touches a person or kalim or foodstuff or liquids, it's metameh them, right? And when it becomes tameh, it becomes a rishon. Sheretz is an av, it becomes a rishon, right? But the rishon itself is only metameh ochlin umashkim. But pshute kli'etz, right? Things that are just simple wooden vessels that don't have a base kibble, they don't have a receptacle, they're not makabel tuma. So now you have the sheretz, right? The sheretz makes also is only metamed b'maga. It's not metamed b'masa, carrying it. So what happens? You find this dead sheretz in the base of Mikdash. The Kohanim have to bring it out right away. They have to bring it out, but they can't bring it out with their hands. They can't bring it out with their hands because then the Kohen's gonna become tummy. Right, and you can't, and then you end up having a tummy person in the base of Middash, so that's a big problem. Having someone's tummy in the base of Middash, okay, that's an Issa Kuris. And so, there are two ways the Kohen can bring it out. Number one, he can use his avnet, use his belt, lift it up, and pull it out. It's not, it's a pshute kliye, it does not have a base kibble, and he's going to carry it out in matam b'masa, but you do that right away. So, what the benefit over there is that you're bringing it out right away, but you're going to be matam in one of the big day kahuna, which could be a problem. The other method is to wait until somebody finds this kli'etz that's not makabel tuma, and then you bring it out with the kli'etz. The benefit there is that you're not matame anything, but the problem is that now you're leaving the dead sheretz there for a longer period of time. So that's
what about the levium?
What about the levium?
Why couldn't they take it out?
Well, what's the problem? Well, they can't if they touch it.
They become
tame. So you have a tame person to make some midrash. It's in the Sakaris. A tummy person walking into the base of Middash is an issue of it's a big problem. Okay, so.
Tummy sheretz is also chayim kares?
What?
Tummy sheretz, not just mace? Tummy sheretz is chayim kares too?
If you're.
Tummy in the base of
Middash. Yeah. Even if you're not tummy mace. I'm talking about a rishon. That's a problem. Yes. So sheretz. You find a dead sheretz in Nimsa b'mikdash, right? Kohen, right? I guess it's also. Chakilah should be the Kohen, because he's doing everything. I guess Kohen, Motzio behem yono. The Kohen should pull it out with his avnate, that there should be, so therefore, so he doesn't become Tamei, and he doesn't wait till you find something else. You have to bring it out. Why? Shalom l'shehos es hatumah. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch says, you got to get out right away. Take it out right away. The problem is, Tosis really asked the question, which is an interesting question. He goes, basically this is a heter in the Beis HaMikdash because it's a drabanan of moving muksa. What type of muksa is this? You have a dead sheretz, like Rav Shalrei. We are talking about Shabbos.
Shabbos.
It's mutter to do it on Shabbos. All these mishnayos are about Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, you had to move the sheretz because it's even though it's muksa. But what about during in my house? We found a dead sheretz. It's not Rav Shalrei.
You would have to move the sheretz out of Beis HaMikdash.
No, you're
anyway,
talking Shabbos.
So the what? Because it's muksa.
You have to get the sheretz out of the Beis HaMikdash anyway.
But you can't violate. The only thing you're allowed to violate Shabbos for in the Beis HaMikdash is shechita and things like that. Other things you're not allowed to violate. But since this is a derabanan, you're allowed to. It's part of the list. But so you're allowed to move the sheretz on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to move the sheretz in outside the Beis HaMikdash. If you see find such sheretz.
What?
Okay.
What?
So the Mishnah is saying you get rid of it. You get rid of it because the muksa, the din muksa, doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash.
No, but I'm saying it's not a muksa issue.
Of course, it's a muksa issue.
No, you can't.
The tumah is overriding the muksa.
Because
the muksa is only the rabbanan. Right, Rashi says, Kohen motziu behemeno, Mishnah, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, v'lo chayish l'tiltul, and we're not being choshish for tiltul muksa, v'ein shvus b'mikdash, there's no shvus in the Beis HaMikdash, muksa is a din d'rabbanan, it's a very old din d'rabbanan, but muksa is a din d'rabbanan, right? So the Rabbi Yehuda, back to the Rabbi Yehuda says, b'tzvas shel eitz, you have to wait for the shutikli eitz, shelo l'rabos is a tumah, because you don't want to increase. You don't want to increase the tumor. You don't want to make. One of the big dekuna tamei. So now the Gemara goes back. From what area in the Beis HaMikdash are you allowed to remove the sheretz on Shabbos? Meaning, at what point? From what point? You know, the sheretz dies there, so you want to remove it. But let's say it dies in a certain area. That's not a big problem. Can you remove it from there also? So mehechal motino. So the Tanakhama says you mean a hechal from the hechal. We mean an ulam. We mean an ulam is beach. But if it's found in the Ezra's Kohanim or the Ezra's Yisrael, you're not motzi on Shabbos because muksa was not mutter in that area. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Nana. So he limits the area where you move it out from. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, kol makom shechayavim al zidono karis, is what you're saying. Any place that if you would walk in with tumah. See, you didn't walk into the Beis HaMikdash with tumah. The tumah occurred there. You didn't walk in. They're talking about the sheretz.
Well, you got to get it out.
What do you have to get it out for? For what reason?
Because you shouldn't become tumah.
Who should become tumah?
Well,
so cover it. You get rid of the problem of becoming tummy. You have a problem of your cover the Beis HaMikdash problem that you have a dead sheretz in there. So you have this covered Beis HaMikdash problem. Does it override Hilchos Shabbos?
You always said it did.
What?
All these last couple of months seems that say that when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to be able to.
So that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to move it. So the question is, where are you allowed to move this? Shabbos is very chomer. So maybe if it's only in a certain area, you're allowed to move it. But maybe in another area, it's not. Maybe the covenant of the Beis HaMikdash, maybe Shabbos is more important than the covenant in that area. Shabbos is very important. Shabbos is, you know, Zecher, my separation, Zecher, Zecher, Mitzrayim. It's the covenant between God and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have to be careful. So Rabbi Kiva Amino, kol mokom shechayav mazidon akars, vashu gosho chatos, misham motzi moso. Any place that if a person would walk in and be chayav kares, for being tamei, if the sheretz is found in any of those areas, you should remove it on Shabbos and not worry about the muksa. Ubishar kol makamos, but any other area, let's say in the Lishkos or someplace where it's not in the Azara or the Azara according to Rav Shimon ben Anos, kol for lo pesach ter. You just cover it with some sort of copper vessel after Shabbos, so no one touches it, and then after Shabbos you remove it because you have a muksa problem. Okay, now it comes to Rav Shimon says something that's a little esoteric. And you have to get the last few lines of the Gemara discuss it. Rav Shimon Omer, Mekom sheitiru lecha chachamim mishalcha nasnu lecha shelo itiru lecha elo mishum shvus. Okay, we'll get to that in the Gemara. Dead body is probably a big problem because that dead body is metame ol. They have other issues. But I don't even know if you have an ol issue with a dead body in the Beis HaMikdash because if it's outside in the Zara, it just goes straight up. It's not. There's no ol there. What? Right, you get them out. So I don't know, dead body would be something else. Right, this is, they were inside. So now, an Adam Tamei cannot walk into the Beis HaMikdash so long that he's Tamei. So too, you're not allowed to bring Tameim, Kalim Tameim into the Beis HaMikdash. Right, the Pasuk says, Vishlechu Ramachus, and they have a whole Tamei Lepesh. Right, there's a law in this as well. It says, Lo Yitmuas Machaneim. So now, the Gemara is going to say, basically, this law is Bain Ba Adam Tamei who comes in, or an Adam Tamei who stays there. Okay, so now we're going to talk about, is there an Isser of bringing a Sheretz mace into the Mikdash or not? Because the Pasuk only talks about Adam and Kalim. What about a Sheretz? Amar Tavi, Bar Kinsa, Amar Shmuel, Hamachnis Tamei Sheretz. right? If you bring in a tamei sheret, matnas tamei sheretz, right? Lemikdash. If you bring a kli that became tamei via a sheretz, chayav. You chayav because now you bring a tamei kli. You're bringing a rishon kli. But sheretz atzmo pater. If I bring the sheretz itself into the base of Mikdash, I'm pater. I didn't do anything. The Torah says it's usher. I'm not allowed to bring myself tamei. I'm not allowed to bring a kli that's tamei. But the sheretz itself is no. My taima amakra. The pasuk says. So only things that have that are similar to a man and a woman who can become purified by going to the mikvah. So it's to a Haley, you can become purified by going to the mikvah. That excludes a sheret that doesn't have to harm a mikvah. So therefore, sheret could, you're not going to be violating anything, you probably shouldn't, but you're not going to be violating anything by bringing something into the makes mikvah. So maybe we'll have a riot to Shmuel. The pasuk says, "Mizachar ad nekeva tishachayu prat nekli cheres." The Bryce says, "From zachar nekeva comes excludes a kli cheres." Divrei Rabbi Yosef ben Aglili. Divrei Yosef ben Aglili. Why? Because divrei kli cheres cannot become tara in a mikvah. The only way you're matara kli cheres is by breaking it. So just so too a sheres doesn't become tara in a mikvah. You can bring it in. The Bryce says, "No, there's no raya from that Bryce. Because my time alav mishum the less like tara in a mikvah. The reason why the kli cheres is not because it has no purification in the mikvah. It's oh, that's the question. That's the raya. My time allowed me shum the less like tahar b'mikvah. Moshe says, no, that's not the reason. Because misha nasa avlatuma. The only thing that's usher to bring into the base of Mikdash is something that can become an av. A person become an av if you become an av from a tamei meis. All right, kelim can become an av from the tamei meis. But yotzik and lots of klicheres she'enu nasa avatuma. A klicheres cannot become an avatuma. Right? It can't become. And then maybe you can say a sharit also you can't bring in. Because it can become an avatuma, or it isn't actually is an avatuma. It is an avatuma. So lema ketanai. So we have no raya. We have no raya from that brisa as to whether or not there's no iser to bring a sheretz into the base of Mikdash. Okay. Stop here, Menachem. So lema ketanai. Maybe let's say that this machlokus of whether or not you can bring the sheretz into the base of Mikdash is a machlokus but tanai. Lema ketanai. Sheretz, right? Talk about our Mishnah. What's our Mishnah? Sheretz shenimsa b'mikdash. We find a dead sheretz in the mikdash. We don't. So there's a machlokus as to whether or not you can wait to bring it out. So let's say the person says you can wait. Says it's not an iser. The person says you can't wait. Get it out right now because there's a problem. Right? Sheretz shenimsa b'mikdash. So he says koin motziu behemeno shalola hashos esatuma. Di Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Yehuda Omer bitzav shalitz. You have to wait motziu shalola rabbis atuma. So my life hakamivugli. Let's say this is the machlokus. The man da amar shalola shos. The one who says take it out with the belt. You can't leave it in there, he says, because if you would bring it in, there'd be a chiyuv. You can't have it there at all. So get out right away. I don't care that you're getting something else, Tommy. Get the sheretz out. Umanda Amar Shalo Lirabos, who doesn't want to increase, doesn't want to be Matame, the big day kahuna, he says, Kasavra Machlis Sheretz Lemitosh Pater. He says, bringing it in is Pater, so therefore, if it's Pater to bring in, then there's no chiyuv to get it out right away, so therefore, he's going to wait. I don't want to be Mar Betuma. I don't want to be Mar Betuma on the big day kahuna. Let me just wait until I get the Peshut Kliyates, and I won't be Mar Betuma. That could be the Machlokas. The one says, no, different. The Kuliya Machayav, everyone would agree that you're Chayav, you bring the Sheretz into the base of Midrash. Vahacha Bekamipugi, what's the Machlokas here? The Machlokas here is Mar Savar Shehuya Tumat Adif, and Mar Savar Apushe Tumat Adif. One Mandamra says that it's better to delay and not increase the Tuma. And one Mandamar says, no, it's better to get rid of the tumor right away. I guess the machlokas is what's bigger issue? Is a bigger issue increasing the amount of tumor? Like you increase the amount of tumor by putting it now onto the article of clothing? Or is it a bigger issue to have tumor around for a longer period of time? That seems to be the machlokas. The Mandamar says, no, so Ella, we'll stop here. We'll see what the machlokas, what figure we finish tomorrow. We'll stop here. Everyone have to figure out. The Gemara is now trying to say that maybe this machlokas is whether or not you're going to allow to bring the sheretz into the base of Mikdash, whether or not bring the sheretz into the Mikdash as Chayev, is going to be subject to a different machlokas tonight. Okay? We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.